Random House Audible presents The Commemorative by Myla Goldberg. Ernie has been freelancing for 2 months and 9 days when Kamal comes up to him in a bar and says, "Postage stamps," into his ear. Ernie had come to the bar in hope of making eye contact with a particular kind of woman. Eye contact is generally more than Ernie can manage. "Postage stamps?" Ernie says. The bar is crowded. In a few hours, its windows will fog with body heat. Ernie is not sure he heard Kamal correctly. Perhaps Kamal said toasted pants. Ernie hasn't seen Kamal in a while. Kamal does marketing at the children's magazine for which Ernie is no longer an official illustrator of puppies, toys, and smiling children. It is a magazine that serves primarily as a tax write-off for the dentists and pediatricians who use it to stock their waiting rooms. A magazine to which no child in their right mind would subscribe due to its unpleasant medical-dental associations. Ernie left this magazine because he was sick of drawing puppies, toys, and smiling children, because he aspired to draw witty, incisive, interstitial doodles for the New Yorker, because the black canvases stacked in the corner of his apartment were giving him nightmares. In the worst of these nightmares, the canvases became blind men led by blind dogs, the whites of their eyes shining like peeled lychee fruits.
"Paint my goddamn eyes!"
the blind dogs would say, the blind men growling and slobbering behind them. Ernie would wake up shivering, the canvases glowing accusingly in the moonlight.
"I know someone," Kamal says. "An old friend. I think she'd give you the job."
Ernie used to meet Kamal for drinks. Kamal rarely arrived alone. Ernie admired this about Kamal, the guileless smile and the Palm Pilot full of telephone numbers. Kamal only dated women as dark or darker than himself. When Kamal started arriving with 2 women, Ernie started leaving early, complaining of headache. He was sure Kamal was taunting him. Once Ernie had left the magazine, it was much easier to avoid Kamal and his invitations, which had grown oppressive in Ernie's mind, which had become like vaguely veiled threats. Somehow, "Want to hit Joe's tonight?" became, "Can't you even look her in the eyes?" by the time it reached Ernie's ear. It was hard for Ernie not to hold this transmutation against Kamal. Innocent words turned injurious by a desire so powerful, Ernie could not imagine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?